Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is no secret to any of us here that there is an epidemic in our nation of fatherlessness. That there is tremendous damage done when a father isn't present. We know about the problems of crime in our inner cities, but it's not limited to there. Indeed, numerous studies have shown that a home where children are raised without their father places the children at risk for all sorts of struggles. It is known that there are higher rates of teen sexual activity and teen pregnancy when there is not a loving, strong father present. That struggles over sexual identity or gender identity are far more prevalent when dad is not there as a strong, loving influence. Poor performance in school, acting out, all of these things often occur because of the lack of a father. Now, Jesus, in our gospel for today, reminds us that at the end of the day, regardless of the status of your earthly father, everyone is a child, above all, of one of two fathers. Either you are a child of God the Father in heaven, or the devil, Satan himself, is your father. And the demarcation, the difference between who your father is what do you do with the Son of the Father, Jesus Christ? How do you regard him? Because for those who cannot hear the words of Jesus, who cannot bear Jesus and his coming to save us from slavery to sin, if you can't hear his words, if you don't acknowledge and live under his death for you, you are of your father, the devil. So it was with the Jews to whom Jesus was engaged with in our gospel today. If you back up to verse 30, earlier in chapter 8, it says that those he was talking to believed him. But the more they heard Jesus speak, the more his words came forth, the less they were able to bear them. And so Jesus tells them, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. And so it stands, as Jesus teaches us today, that there are effectively two kinds of words competing for our attention. There are the words of our Heavenly Father, God, along with the words of Jesus, and then there are the words that are of the devil. The devil, who, as Jesus says, was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. There is the word of life and truth that comes from God the Father, and then there's the word of death and lies that comes from the devil. And so you and I daily are hearing all these words coming at us, and we're trying to discern whose voice is filling our ears. Whoever is of God, whoever has God as their father, hears the words of God. And by hearing his words, by hearing the voice of Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent, God grants you wisdom to sift out the lies that the devil is trying to fill your head, fill your ears, and fill your heart with. And I think that calls for a bit of self-examination on a lot of our parts to ask ourselves, what sort of words are filling my ears? Because if you're spending more time listening to the words of your favorite talking head on your favorite 24-hour news channel more than you are the words of God, I would submit you are at risk to letting the devil fill your head with lies. If you are spending more time scrolling through your Facebook feed or Twitter feed or news aggregator or wherever you're getting information from, then you are listening to the words of God your Father, you are ripe for the picking. Or if you are a parent and you don't prioritize the words of God for your children over the words that are coming at them from every other direction, you might as well just hand them over to the devil yourself. Now, of course, it is not wrong to listen to the news, to watch your news channel. It is not wrong to be on social media. But how will you ever sort out the devil's lies if you are not hearing the words of your Father? Because as Jesus reminds us today, and as the Jews who listened to Jesus could not stomach, Jesus is the one who comes to break death's power. He says to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." Those listening to Jesus couldn't bear it. They couldn't handle that. "Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus, of course, is greater than Abraham. He is greater than the prophets. Before Abraham was, Jesus says, "I am." He is the I am, the God of all human history, the one who brought all things into existence, the very Word made flesh, and one who calls on us to keep his word, to hold fast to his word, to treasure his word and never let it go. Because in that word, he forgives your sins by the blood of his cross and holds before you his victory over the grave that shows that death is defeated. You see, yeah, Abraham died, but he's not dead. The prophets died, but they are not dead. Think of the language we use at a Christian funeral. When we gather together and we hear the word of God and we go to the cemetery, we say that we are laying a person to rest. Because in Jesus, death is but a sleep from which we will all awaken. And as those who are of God and who hear the words of God, we know, we trust that we shall live forever with Abraham, with the prophets, with Jesus himself and the Father and the Holy Spirit. You see, the argument that Jesus is having here is one of blood. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of blood. Those Jews to whom Jesus was speaking put their trust in the blood that ran through their veins because they were descended from Abraham. But it was rather the blood of the sacrifice that God would provide that saved Abraham and all those who come after him. God, of course, would never allow Abraham, as we heard in our Old Testament reading, to slay his own son in sacrifice. Instead, he provided a ram as a foreshadowing of the day when God the Father would sacrifice his son. It is not the blood of Abraham that saves, it is the blood of Jesus that frees us from slavery to sin, and which is handed to us and placed in our hearts by his words. St. Paul writes in the book of Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The words of Jesus, the words of God the Father, are life and they are truth. And as your loving Heavenly Father, he would love nothing more than for you to fill your ears and subsequently your hearts with the words of his love. His love above all other things. So that no matter what other words from the devil come your way, cross your path, you, dear Christian, would always know, I am not fatherless. My Heavenly Father loves me, redeems me, makes me his own in his Son, whom he has glorified. And I, by the grace of God, you, by the grace of God, will never tire, will never sleep, will never grow weary of hearing those words of forgiveness, life, and salvation that your Father, through Jesus, continues always to speak to you. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. Today, God's children in this place hear of his love and truth and life revealed for all eternity in Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.